Mikvaos Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph Le'ilui Nishma Shraga Fivol Ben Mechol Tzvi. Now we are really getting deep into the mikvah. No pun intended. We're talking about chatzitzos. We're talking about the fact that water has to penetrate all parts of the body when one is tovel. And if there's a chatzitza, some intervention, some blockage, something interrupting where the water would get, that would invalidate the tevila. Elu chotzitzin ba'adam. The following would be a barrier, would be a chatzitza in the case of toiveling a person. Chute tsemer, wool threads, chute pishton, flax threads, boratsuo, sheberoshe habanos, or straps that girls wore on their heads or in the hair, like a ponytail holder essentially, a thread or a ribbon that firmly ties the hair, and then water can't get in there. So make sure that you take off, all you men, your ponytail holders before you go into the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shel tzemer v'shel se'ar enam chotitzin. Threads which are made of wool or hair are not a chatzitza because they don't tighten enough. They don't have that elastic. Mnei shamayim bohem bohem, because the water can penetrate through them and around them. Unlike the other kinds of things that we were describing, like ribbons. The Chamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that threads of hair are not a chatzitza because the water gets in, but they may not agree about the wool situation. In any case, the halacha follows the chachamim. Mishnah Beis, kilkalei halev, entangled chest hair, which hasn't, I suppose, been combed out if one's chest hair is long enough for that. Presumably, like the previous Mishnah, also a ponytail in one's chest hair would be a problem. So a chest hair that gets entangled, the hazakon, or a beard that is all tangled up, uveis hasesarim bo'isha, or a woman's hidden or secret places, meaning her private parts. Lifluf shechutz la'ayin, any secretion that comes out of the eye and then sticks to the skin outside the eye. So that needs, you have to be very careful to make sure there's nothing stuck there. Vigeled, and it's kind of a mucousy sort of discharge. Vigeled shechutz la'maka, or a scab, which was a discharge that came from a wound and congealed outside on the perimeter of the scrape or the wound, and the bandage or plaster, as they would have called it in the old days, that was stuck onto the wound, so you can't wear a band-aid, and dried juice or sap or maple syrup or something that got stuck to somebody's skin and then dried. You have to make sure that you peel that off, make sure there's no crazy glue that got stuck on there. Vigilde tsoash al besoro, or any dried pieces of filth which got stuck to somebody's flesh, one needs to scrub diligently. Ubotzek shetachas hatziporen, or dough that got tightly wedged under fingernails from kneading it. Baham milmulin, and dirt particles, which would be a thin roll of dirt. When one rubs one's dirty hands together, it kind of rolls up a little bit as one is rubbing it. So those kinds of particles are also a chatzitza. Betit hayavein, and miry clay, kind of a sort of mud. Betit hayotzrim, and potter's clay. And vegetz yaveini, and road clay or dirt, as the Mishnah is going to explain all three of these. Ezehu tit hayovein, what do we call miry clay? This would be zetit haboros. This would be mud that comes from a pit, as we learn from a pasuk, shenemar in Tehillim, vaya'aleni mibor sha'on mitit hayovein. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the tit hayovein, the miry clay, which is the mud in the pit. Tit hayotren kimashmo'o. Potter's clay is literally the kind of clay one uses to make earthenware kalim. Rabbi Yossi mitaher bishel yotrin umitame bishel moreka. Rabbi Yossi parenthetically says potter's clay, which is less sticky, is not a chatzitza. But in the case of moreka, which is clay that is kneaded with egg whites as a sticky crack crazy glue that they would use to mend a keli that got cracked. So clay in egg white is nice and sticky and will stick to it. And he says that that would be tameh. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to that potter's clay. Vigeitz yaveini, what do we call road clay? Elu yistos hadrachim. These are the same as pegs on the road. When this clay dries, it becomes kind of like speed bumps, like pegs sticking out of the ground. It's very hard to walk on. When it's wet, they call it Gates Yeveni. But when it's dry, it becomes really annoying. These kinds of clay, if you find them in a mikveh, she'ein tovlin bohen, velomat bilinosan. You cannot be toivel in them. They don't become part of the mikveh. And one cannot be toivel them. Some versions leave out osam. So anybody who has one of these types of clay on the body, when you are toivel them, meaning when you're toivel yourself with them stuck to you, that's a chatzitza, and that wouldn't work. And not only that, but hashaka wouldn't work. Contacting with a valid mikveh wouldn't work because this clay doesn't get penetrated by the water and become one with the water the way other kinds of water do when they make contact. So all of these things are chatzitzos. Ushaar kol hatit, and any other kinds of clay or mud, matbilin bo kishahulach, you can be toivel in it, and it's not considered a chatzitza when it's wet, because it dissolves in the water. But when it's dry, it would be a chatzitza. The other types of clay that we mentioned specifically by name in the Mishnah are different, because even when they're wet, they're so sticky that you would have to really scrape them off. And so as a result, they are an especial chatzitza. But all kinds of mud and clay would be chatzitzos if they're dry. If they're wet, then they hopefully disintegrate. V'lo yipol ba'avak sha'al raglov. One should not be toivel while he has dust on his feet, because it might stick together in the water and become a chatzitza. If he did it, b'dieved, the tzvila would be fine, at least according to the Rambam. Other Rishonim say no, that he has to rub the dust off and dip his feet in hot water before he goes in. Lo yitbol, finally, lo yitbol es ha-kum kimus ba-pechomim. You can't immerse, you can't be toivel a kettle that has soot with it. Elo imkain shifshaf, only if he rubbed it. So if one has a kettle that has kind of black coating on the outside from the smoke and the flame that came from it while heating it, so the whole bottom and part of the sides have all this blackness on it, you have to rub off the soot as best you can before you are tovel it. And then if a genie comes out, he might give you three wishes.